Hello, wonderful patrons. You may have noticed that we don't have any new meals for you this week, and that's because I have just a little bit too much going on with school right now, so I couldn't whip up anything new, and so we decided that we'd just close the restaurant for the month of April. We'll take a little break. We will be back in the month of May with amazing new specials for you. But in the meantime, we decided to feature some content from some of the other amazing creators on the Cultivate Podcast Network. So please enjoy specials from Weird Distractions, Ye Old Crime, Let's Start a Cult, The Dumb Found Dead, Reddit on Wiki, and Shots and Thoughts.
The following podcast is for mature audiences only. Listener discretion is advised.
Hey y'all, I'm Kim.
And I'm Lark.
And we host Kudzu Killers, Homicide, and Sweet Tea.
Each week we discuss the juicy details of real life murders that happen in the southern U.S., sometimes with inappropriate laughter.
But we try to be nice. The stories may be old, cold, or recent, whatever we find that perks our interest.
We download a new episode every Tuesday. You can find us on all the major apps as well as a few minor ones. Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, all the rest.
Just drop on by our host page at Buzzsprout.com and pick your favorite app to download us on, and be sure and listen.
And be sure to check our blog at kudzukillerspodcast.blogspot.com, where we have extra content that was just too much for our little show.
So y'all come on, sit down with us and have a big old glass of sweet tea and enjoy listening to us talk all things murder.
Bye now.
Bye y'all.
Take the shot.
Yeah.
All right. Cheers, brother.
Cheers.
Ooh, haven't had Hennessy in a while. Anyways,
took a fat one.
Ooh,
sheesh.
Ooh, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this brand new podcast entitled The Dumb Found Dead Podcast. Come join two good brothers, John and Patrick, as we discuss some of the craziest and insane ways people die: death by animals, death by food. That's so bizarre, strange, and borderline comical, that will leave you dumbfounded. Ladies and gentlemen, this is our first ever episode together. My name is John, one of your co-hosts, and here with me is one of my good brothers, Patrick.
What's up? My name is Patrick. And me and John go way back.
Way back. How long have we known each other, bro? Like, probably like 15 years now?
Damn. Yeah, I think...
Right about two...
Around, yeah, I think I was 16 when we first met.
Yeah. We go way back. Both of us used to be, just because I moved away. We're both from National City, California. Shout out to Nasty City, home of the best Mexican food, by the way. And I've said that on my other podcast, and y'all can literally fight me, but someone else got my back.
Hey, I'll fight anyone that says someone else has better Mexican food than we do. Other than Mexico, but you know what? I'm going to say it, better than Mexico too.
All right, you're on your own there, bro. I went to Mexico, and their Mexican food is actually really legit. But
how close is San Diego food to Mexico food,
bro? Nothing compares. No, man. Okay. Well, of course, Mexican food in Mexico is more authentic, but
yeah,
true. No, we're talking about
burritos out there. I heard they don't got burritos out there.
No. That's not that crazy. I've seen, because we went to an island in Cozumel, and then we went to like some Mayan village. And when they talk about spicy food, man, that shit is really, really spicy.
Yo, like, it's hella crazy though. Yo, it's crazy. I know I have a couple Mexican friends, and they don't like spicy. I'm like, what? How is that even? Should I take their Mexican card away, or is that like?
Yeah, to some people, like tapatio is spicy already. And
yeah,
I'm just
like,
at them, I'm like, bro, really?
<That's ketchup>.
Tapatio? It seriously is. But anyways, as before we started this whole show, we kind of just had this crazy idea that we were going to do something together. Like I said, we've grown up together. We used to talk about like this all the time anyways. A lot of times we would spend, what, like 3 a.m?
just drunk late night combos of whatever. Random stuff.
I'm gonna give you a little background about some of the shit that we did back then. We had this stupid game with one of our other friends. It was called Llanta. What is that? Is that tire?
Tire? Yeah, like,
so the reason why we call it Llanta was because there was cars that passed by Patrick's house in the middle of the night. And we were so poor. We were about like what? 19, 20 bro, at the time.
Yeah.
We couldn't afford anything else but a bottle of what? Sky Vodka?
That's yeah, it was like $10, bro.
Tasted like nail polish. But yeah, we were like just bored out of our lives. And every single time that a car passed by, we would just scream out Llanta and just take a shot of Sky Vodka. And we would do that all night, like all stupid. But anyways.
And just talking about random stuff.
And yeah, just about random stuff. And a lot of times, some of the topics is stupid stuff like this, like just random yeah. ways people go. And fortunately, we weren't one of those people that went because we used to do a lot of dumb shit growing up. But yeah, before we get started with our stories, we're going to kind of introduce ourselves as hosts for a little bit. Patrick, you want to get that started for us, bro?
Damn, I don't know what to say about myself, bro.
What you mean? You got a lot of plenty things to say about yourself, man.
Let's see. Fuck. I wasn't ready. You start.
You want me to start?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Well, okay. A little bit about myself. My name is John. Like I said, born and raised in San Diego. Oh, I wasn't born in San Diego. I was born in the Philippines, raised in San Diego, California, more specifically Nasty City. I left there about 2013, joined the Air Force. I couldn't afford school, so I was like, fuck it, I'm just going to join. And just decided to stay in Dallas. I know my bros, they hate me for that, but it's all good. I just needed it for job opportunities and such. But yeah, I mean, I obviously do podcasting now. I have another show called Murmur Murders. It's kind of a hit, low-key. It's a pop. I try to get famous. But I'm just a boring guy. I just been home with my wife and my dogs and just travel the world and just do stupid shit. Whenever I can. What about you, bro?
So my name is Patrick. Born and raised in San Diego. I'm a native. I moved to the Philippines when I was 15 by myself to go to school. Decided that it wasn't for me. Came back to the United States where my family is. Yeah, just been working a regular 9-to-5.
What do you do? What's your job right now?
Right now I'm a QC technician at a company, a medical device company.
Ooh, that sounds fancy, bro.
Yeah, it's all right. It's all right. You know, a little bit of chemistry here and there.
Oh, okay. Walter White, I see you. More like Walter Brown because you Asian. Walter Brown. All right. So it's funny that we were talking about food earlier today, specifically Mexican food. And me and Patrick are going to go hand in hand with anyone that would say anything otherwise about San Diego Mexican food. But our topic today is actually about food. Pretty much dumb ways people die because of food. Yes. And we have a few stories out for you guys. And who you want to kick off? You want me to kick off or you want?
I can go first.
All right.
So I picked a story. It isn't dumb on the part of the victim, but it's definitely a crazy story. I picked it because I thought it hit home. For the longest time, I thought this company was here in San Diego, and I thought I drove by this company every day on my way to work. But when I started doing research on this story, it was in LA. Oh, and when I read the article, it said in Southern California, and I assumed in San Diego because the company, city company all the time. And that's partially my fault because I only read the headlines.
That's like us on a daily basis. Like, hey, bro, like I'm triggered by the story, but I just read the headline.
Hey, I know you do that all the time. I know everyone listening out here. I know you guys do it all the time. You're like, wow, and then you pass them from around, and you're like, I didn't even read the whole article, and I just gave you the headline, but you're triggered.
It's fucking triggered, bro. Like that Arthur Fist, just shaking. You're like. It's like, I'm so offended.
So my story is about a 63-year-old employee at a canned tuna processing plant had become trapped in a pressure cooker used to sterilize canned tuna. He worked a graveyard shift and somehow ended up in the pressure cooker that was about 35 feet long, about 11 meters for our international listeners. Unknowingly, his coworkers loaded the pressure cooker with 12,000 pounds of tuna, bro. Like, what?
God damn, man. That's a lot of tuna.
Bro, and then ultimately trapping him in the back of the pressure cooker. The pressure cooker reaches a temperature of 132 degrees Celsius. In English, 270 degrees Fahrenheit.
God, that's like three sauna rooms.
Bro, I looked up, I had to look up like how much the human body can take. They said about 140 degrees Fahrenheit.
Jesus.
For 10 minutes. After 10 minutes, you start experiencing hyperthermia. Hey, did you know that hyperthermia works for hot too? I thought it was only for cold.
I thought the whole time it was cold. And I was like, ain't that shit how you get frostbite?
Hey, we need that. We need that sound clip of The More You Know.
Oh, yeah. I got that. I'm gonna look for that one.
Yeah.
Like right now, like my temperature right now after taking that one shot of Henny is about like 140 degrees. Yo, I don't drink much anymore. I got the Asian glow going on right now. My ears are red as fuck.
For real.
Damn, that's crazy.
But it was reported he was in there for 2 hours, bro. And so the company had to pay $6 million in damages.
Oh, which is shit.
Which is crazy.
Was it like to their kids or what? Like to his family?
Yeah. It's crazy because $6 million wasn't all to the family of the victim. It was like $1.5 million to the family of the victim. And then it was all like fines and fees that OSHA threw on them and all that.
God damn.
But they only got $1.5 million, bro. I mean,
we say like only 1.5 million, like we got fucking 1.5 million.
Yeah, yeah. But damn, his life for 1.5 million.
That's true. You're right. Yeah.
Maybe my life, I guess, but fuck.
Damn, you only value your life 1.5 million? Shit.
Hey, if this podcast takes off, hopefully it's more.
I bet that. I got you, fam. I see you. I'm up next.
Yeah.
All right, cool. So this one, I found this article in Huffington Post back in 2010. So there was a New Zealand resident. Shout out to New Zealand, by the way, on my other show, Murmur Murders. They're actually in my top five of my viewers. So
nice.
Yeah. So shout out to my New Zealand fans. Anyways, a New Zealand resident, she suffered a heart attack back in 2010 because she was addicted to Coke. Not the Walter White Coke type of shit, but the actual soda.
I'm like, bro, this happens more than often, right? Bro. Like,
yeah, this shit is like East County San Diego every day on the daily. Oh, what do you call the East County there? Like, it's a what's that place called?
Which one, Santee?
Clancy. Yeah, there's a lot of really racist people over there, and apparently they're all meth heads. So if you're listening and you're from Santee, my boy still lives in California. I'm not. I'm good.
I'm moving.
All right. So according to a news report from Associated Press, the deceased partner stated that she was addicted to Coke and that she had a bunch of other unhealthy habits as well. And like nothing enough and smoking or not eating enough and smoking about 30 cigarettes a day. Like, bro, that's a lot of cigarettes. Apparently, this lady also drank the equivalent of 2 pounds of sugar and about 970 milligrams of caffeine per day. And I looked that up as well. So one cup of coffee, on average, has about 95 milligrams. And I'm not the best at math. I'm terrible at math, and I'm sorry I dishonor my Asian culture.
I was just going to say, bro, I'm taking your Asian card away.
I know, like, my Asian card should be thrown away a long ass time ago. I don't like Filipino food too, so it's like, damn, just fuck it all up. Yeah, I'm terrible at math, but that's like about what, 10 coffee a day? And wait, didn't you have like that one? There's one coffee place in San Diego, and I've seen it around too. It was like Black Death or something like that.
I haven't had that one, but I've had some strong Hawaiian coffee, and I thought my heart was gonna explode. I don't know how many milligrams of caffeine's in it, but it was pretty bad. I was so anxious.
Were you just like jumping out falls or what?
Bro, I went to the gym, bro. I was like, dude, I gotta burn this energy. So I went to the gym for like two and a half hours.
You post PRs or what?
Bro, I was the Hulk.
Damn. Man, I said, fuck pre-workout. I'm just how I'm getting gains all day.
Shit.
Yeah, right. But anyways, when she's not drinking Coke, it was said that she exhibited withdrawal symptoms when she didn't drink. So she started getting all fidgety and like kind of like crackhead wise. I mean, there used to be cocaine in Coke, so that's why.
Yeah.
Kind of addictive, and yeah, she'll get the shake. Yeah. Right. Ooh. Yeah, she'll start getting the shakes. She gets cranky, yada yada, when she don't get her fix. And she also started to develop like cardiac arrhythmia or irregular heartbeat because of her drinking habit. So when they actually did the autopsy on her, when they cut her open to study her, they found that she had fat deposits all over her liver, which caused the liver to be enlarged, thus causing all that complications. Let me just tell you now, I'm always going to end my stories kind of with a pun, and this is how it's going to go down. And I don't care if you guys think it's cheesy or not, but this is my staple. And to close the story off, this is the one time where a Coke body frame is not necessary a good thing. And that is my story on the woman from New Zealand that suffered a heart attack. Horrible.
Yo, I wish I was good at puns. Fuck. Hey, I want to go back.
Fuck that. What about your next story, fool? Hell nah. I don't want that shit. Back. Don't
this
try to steal my
tuna melt. No one desires.
Don't try to steal my thunder, bitch. I already had a good one.
That was a good ass pun. Fuck.
Hey, man. Hey, that was just the appetizer. Jeez. Yeah, because you know it's a food thing. I see. This is all day, baby.
Hey, we just lost 2 listeners.
Yeah, we probably did. We probably did. It's like, oh my god, they said some cuss words. I'm gonna give them a 1-star review. I'm so offended.
Oh my god. All right, Karen.
Sorry. All right, you got your next one?
Yeah. This one's crazy, man. I mean, I don't really like vegetables that much, but this guy. So this one's definitely the victim's fault. It's a 48-year-old man who was obsessed with fitness and health, thought it was a good idea to go on an all-carrot juice diet.
Oh, shit.
Bro.
Kakarot.
Apparently, bro, he was drinking close to 4 gallons of carrot juice a day. No foods, no solid foods or water, just carrot juice, straight up.
Oh.
His doctor strongly advised against the fad diet because it would have detrimental effects on his body. Also, his doctor said he's drinking over 10 times the recommended daily intake of vitamin A.
God damn.
Oh, no, not 10 times, my bad. 10,000 times.
Oh, shit. That's a lot.
Of course, he didn't listen to his doctor, or else we wouldn't be telling his story on this podcast. He developed psoriasis of the liver and died. Supposedly, his skin had a yellowish-orange color to it because of all the carotene from the carrots.
Damn.
He should have listened to the doctor, but he didn't care at all.
God, wow. Wow, dude. Okay, I see you, dog. Hey, we go have fun with the show. You didn't care at all? Get the fuck out of here.
Didn't care at all, bro.
I see you. Damn, yo, that honey helps, huh? Sheesh. Okay. All right. Well, let me try to top that. Hold on. So according to a Daily Mail article back in 2019, and this was, well, they wrote it back in 2019, but it actually happened back in 2008. So they kind of revisited the story. So a 20-year-old student from Belgium, he died after eating a bowl of pasta that was left out for 5 days in room temperature. Like, homeboy just forgot that the Tupperware is out there, but this motherfucker actually still ate it. So that's the worst part. So the student became ill, and like usual, when food poisoning happens, he just tried to sleep it off. You've had food poisoning before, right?
Like, yeah.
You know, you kind of get like dehydrated, like all you drink is freaking like Pedialyte the whole day. So, I mean, I get it. That's like the quick, that's a good solution. Like, I don't blame him for that. And yeah, like I said, I know how it feels like. It's horrible. But the next day they found him, well, dead. As far as the timeline, how things happened, he came home, he got the spaghetti, and he popped the Tupperware inside the microwave.
Wait, hold on, bro. You tell me it didn't smell.
That's what I was trying to say. I'm like,
5 days in and it didn't smell when you popped the Tupperware open?
That's exactly what I was thinking. So at first I felt bad for the dude. I'm just like, oh man, you know, that's sometimes shit like that happens, you know, like you just fuck up. But yo, the smell probably had to slap the shit out of you in the face.
Yo,
like,
5 days?
Like 2 days.
There's probably mold on it already, bro. Like
most likely.
That's crazy.
But he didn't, I mean, apparently it didn't smell for him. But so dude, when the dude ate it, he all of a sudden started feeling sick when he was out playing sports. So after he ate, He didn't even bother like resting. He was just like, nah, fuck that. I'm going to go play sports right away. So while he was playing, he experienced sensations like headaches, nausea, and stomach aches. And then when he went home, he started throwing up on his sweater already, mom's spaghetti. But he threw up a couple times in the bathroom and then he fell asleep around midnight. And, you know, he kind of hoped that he was going to feel better. When they did the autopsy on the body, it was said that the death was caused by a bacteria called Bacillus cereus. So I don't know if that's how Bacillus cereus, one of them.
Hey, that's the thing on Harry Potter.
Which one? That's the basilisk, bitch. Like, that's a big ass snake.
Oh no!
Oh wait, it sounds like a spell. Like, remember the what meme was that? But they were making fun of Cardi B, like her name. Like if you say her name like three times, like shit started levitating.
What's your real name?
I think it's called like Belkalis Almansar. Like it's just. You just start saying that shit like three times and shit started levitating.
Bro, that sounds like the witch or the chick in Harry Potter's name?
Which one?
Bellatrix.
Oh, you're stupid. That's wow.
That's Cardi B's sister.
You're freaking dumb. But yeah, so he caught a bacteria called Bacillus cereus and homeboy... Like I said, I don't blame him. He started treating the food poisoning like a regular food poisoning, but apparently he didn't take any medication and the bacteria caused his liver to fail. Next, so after that, he kind of croaked. So you know how I end these things, but next time you leave spaghetti like that out for more than a couple days, like you said, smell the damn thing first. To me, in this household, like where I live right now, like we have a saying, if it's musty, do the dumpy. Like if it's, yeah, you just got to throw it out if it stinks. Yeah, so... He didn't take this. He wasn't serious about the smell because Bacillus cereus. I get it. But he didn't get the right treatment. Had he, you know, done the right thing, he wouldn't have passed away. Oh, oh, God.
You were Mexican for a while. Passed away. Yo,
passed away.
You said he was a student?
Yeah, he was a student.
Oh, he was on that college, you know?
Yeah, he was on that college diet, bro.
He's like, I ain't got no money. I got to eat something.
Yeah, shit. I don't blame him. Like, we were like, I wasn't even in college for a long ass time and I ate broke as fuck like that. That's just what happens when you live in National City.
Yo, people from National City going to hate us, man.
Nah. I've got much love for National City. That's the hood right there. We're trying to put National City on the map just to let you guys know. So y'all better make sure you support this show, damn it.
Hey, bro, this is the next North Park, bro. I'm telling you.
Is it? You think so?
Bro, they're putting a food court thing.
Oh,
like
shit.
Public market.
Fancy.
Yeah, like public market right here on 8th.
Damn. Meanwhile, we're barely getting Jollibee here next month. I'm so excited for that.
Hey, for our listeners that don't know about Jollibee, I mean, you're slacking.
Yeah, it's about that life. I got a bonus one. You mind if I read it?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. So this is according to an Associated Press article back in 2014 at Custer, South Dakota, a man apparently choked to death during a 4th of July hot dog eating contest. I mean, I've seen some contests and dude, like those dudes can eat.
Yo, like, Matt Stoney?
What's that fool's name? Joey Chestnut?
Joey Chestnut and Matt Stoney, bro. Those are like the two crazy ones.
Damn. It's a crazy thing. It's like the skinniest people that be eating crazy like that.
Right?
Like you they're so tiny. How I don't know how they can fit all of that. Like it's ooh.
They just train, bro. They just stretch their stomach out so much.
How the hell do you train eating? Like
bro, I've been doing it all my life. What you mean?
you're right. I don't necessarily have a Coke body frame either, but shit. So to go on with the story, so apparently this 47-year-old Custer citizen passed away at a hospital after several attempts to save his life using CPR. Apparently a hot dog got lodged in his throat and he suffocated and the paramedics was unable to get the hot dog out. So of course the friends described the guy as fun-loving who just wanted to have a good time and... Unfortunately, that day, not only he didn't come home a wiener, but yeah, he didn't come home at all. So sad.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
yo, they be eating like, I think the record right now is like 77 hot dogs.
I can't even eat that shit. And like, I think I can eat like three at the most, like at Costco.
Oh, those are like a,
Yeah, it's $1.50, man. And it comes with a drink too. Like I have to tell him. Yeah, I have to tell him like, hey, nah, I'm good with one drink. But like, no, we gotta give you a cocktail. Fucking Costco always keeps the cost low, man.
You throwing off their numbers, bro.
Hey, I know, right? It's like, oh no, it won't fit. I don't know, but shit like that. That's all we got, huh? How do you wanna close it off?
Damn, we need something catchy, bro.
That comes in time. We'll probably end up getting that later.
All right, guys, that's all the stories we have for today. I actually want to plug one of our good friends. Check him out on Twitch. He's a gamer for all my gamers out there. Check him out on twitch.tv/SoRealMike. SoRealMike.
And we'll leave that out in the show notes as well, so that way people can follow as well.
And I promise you guys won't be bored.
He's super good. I can't even keep up with none of that shit.
Yeah. He plays Warzone, and this guy is insane.
He's badass. And his wife makes some bomb-ass brownies. So order from Sweet Life.
Sweet Life with Alyssa.
Yeah, Sweet Life with Alyssa. I think
on
IG. On IG. But yeah, that's all we got for you guys today. It's our first episode. Of course, we're still trying to get the feel of this. So bear with us. We're going to get better. Trust me. I mean, I had a good time. Did you have a good time?
Yeah. I mean, dude, I only took one shot. And
yeah, no, I'm already feeling loose. It. Oh, my God. But yeah, it's... Hey,
I just want to say something. If you guys are listening right now, you guys are legit our day ones. Like
day ones.
You guys were here for day one, you know? And I hope you guys stick with us. We're going to learn and feel through this and get better at it for you guys.
Oh, most definitely. But if you guys want to keep showing us some love, the best thing to do that for us, if you can come check us out on all the major media platforms. We're on Apple Podcasts, we're on Spotify, we're on Stitcher, we're on not on iHeartRadio yet, but we're going to get there someday. But the best thing to do to show us some love is make sure to leave us some likes or some on our social media platform. We have a Twitter at TDFDpod. I'm gonna run that. I already have a pretty good community at Twitter, so make sure to show some love as well. And that's TDFDPOD. We're also on Instagram at the Dumb Found Dead Pod. And if you're on Apple Podcasts, make sure to subscribe to us so that way you're aware when we come out with new episodes. And also make sure to leave a 5-star rating and a review. This is absolutely the best way to help us grow as podcasters. And maybe down in the future, we'll open up a Patreon page, give you guys some bonus content, some swag, some all other content that we can provide you. And yeah, we're excited to do this, and we're only going to get better from here.
Let's start something. Let's say every episode we do, go on IG and leave a comment on this week's post and tell us which you think is the worst way to go.
Oh, that's a good one, bro. Like, I like that.
Yeah.
And participation. Also, I want to give a shout out before we close this out to my good friends, Kudzu Killer Podcast, Kim and Lark. Thank you. This is actually one of their ideas that they threw out to me. I was kind of on the podcasting bubble. Like, I didn't know if I wanted to continue with my Murmur Murder show. And they were like, hey, you should do this podcast in this topic. And I was like, man, Patrick would be the best co-host on this. And it would just like bring to life my ideas. And thank you again for giving me that idea. I told you guys that I was going to give you a shout out on the first episode. So thank you. And to the rest of the Twitter family that I'm always hanging out with and always talking to, y'all are the best. You guys are so amazing. You got anything else, bro?
They come in strong, bro. The Twitter, man, I don't got a Twitter, but the Twitter community
coming
in strong on the IG, bro.
Yo, hey, the indie podcast scene is growing, especially now that we all got nothing to do because we're all stuck at home. So, you know what I mean? Like, would you ever think that you would do some shit like this had COVID-19 not happened?
Nah, bro. I'm not even a gamer and I got a gaming PC. Like, what?
See, and I was making fun of Patrick a little bit a while ago. This dude just started podcasting and he already has a boom arm. He has all these nice gadgets, and my ass is stuck in a closet with two ottomans stacked together, a Tupperware, so I can have one laptop elevated and my mic just below it, just so I can see better. But yeah. But anyways, yeah, that's all we got. That's all we got this week. And stay tuned next time, and we'll have more episodes of the. Oh, shit, I fucked up. make sure to stay tuned next time for another episode of the Dumb Found Dead Podcast. There you go.
All right, guys. Be smart. Stay alive. Peace out.
Is that what we're going to say?
Hey.
Yeah, we're going to come up with another thing.